News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, ZLA Solutions, by the way, I was talking to the folks from ZLA just this morning, and we were talking, it's funny, because, I mean, here's how things kind of mesh together, all right? I was talking with them literally about the Supreme Court and what we were going to see out of that. ZLA Solutions, I mean, they literally are putting people back to work left and right and were concerned as to what was going to happen with these Supreme Court rulings. Would they be subject to a mandate? Because they've got, right now, they've got hundreds of workers around the northern part of the state that they've helped provide to employers. And they don't want to see that jeopardized by a mandate that the Supreme Court was considering whether it should or should not be allowed to go forward. Well, ZLA Solutions is not going to have to worry about that right now because, you just heard the breaking news a while ago. Is that the OSHA mandate, the one that prevents, that promotes the mandate for vaccines or the loss of jobs for folks with employer groups with 100 or more employees, that one got enjoined. Supreme Court agreed with the conservative position on that one, and I'm thankful for it. ZLA Solutions, by the way, one of the best around at putting people back to work. They truly care about what they're doing, and that's one of the reasons why we were talking about this, because they truly care about these issues and others that affect their people who are going to work. You need a job? Go check them out at ZLA Solutions. Their website is ZLAUSA.com. That's www.ZLAUSA.com. If you're an employer looking to hire people and you can't find them, they'll do all the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing if necessary, ZLAUSA.com. Again, that's their website. At ZLA, they like to say, at ZLA Solutions, we don't make it, we just make it better. ZLAUSA.com, that's their website. All right, so listen, wrapping up all of this, Copper even did her segment, Copper's Corner, on it. We've had breaking news that, y'all, I'll be honest with you, this is big doings for conservatism today. I just sitting here as a, I will say this. I've got all of the ammunition in the world for a radio show that speaks to conservative policy when I've got a Biden administration to deal with, all right? Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, and Joe Biden give me all the ammunition I need for a show. But I still want to see them beaten. And I love it. I love it when stuff like today happens. I mean, two major pieces of breaking news. If you're just tuning into the radio because it's just about 4 o'clock right now and you're starting to drive home or you just picked up your kids from school and you're on the road or you're just listening in at work now, understand today was sort of like an earthquake day for the Biden administration because they got smacked. First of all, they got smacked by the fact that the things that Biden demanded in his angry old man speech the other day are not going to happen, at least not for now. Now, I gave you a whole segment of what to watch out for. Copper talked about it, too. We can't take our eyes off the ball because don't think for a second that we should let our guard down. But for right now, what we're being told is he even came out to the cameras himself and very frustrated said, it doesn't look like it's going to happen. He's not sure we can make it happen. That's huge. That's because all of the Republicans, and all the Republicans said no, and two Democrats have said no, Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin. That's big doings on the, and by the way, that one I'm talking about is when Biden was yelling at the world, calling every one of us racists if we don't agree with him, that he should now be, as a president of the United States, able to change the rules that he operated under as a senator. Rules that he used multiple times. Rules that he liked when he was there. But now that he's the grand poobah across the street at the White House, he wants to change the rules only because he wants to pass two awful pieces of legislation that would just totally kneecap free and fair elections across this country. So that happened today. Kyrsten Sinema said, I ain't doing it. I ain't doing it. How about this? She even said, I thought it was great, something to the effect of she believes this is something that could have been openly and fairly debated over the past year, but we were too busy focusing on other things. And this past week, she described it as a harried level of debate. It was more than debate. It was a lot of rhetoric. And I think it goes back to the fact that I've been saying all along on this show that Joe Biden is clearly exhibiting the fact that he has had an entire career where he's not had to lead anything at all. Nothing. And so the decisions he makes appear to be rooted in, well, I just want it because I can, because he's so used to having the Chuck Schumer style. Lots of rhetoric, no responsibility. Because that's what happens when you're in that mode. He's never built a business. He's never run an operation. He's never been in the military. He's never done anything that required him to be in charge of operational aspects of what he wants to do. He's always enjoyed the ability to go to the podium, scream a little bit, make some accusations, point the finger, walk away. Not anymore. Now he's in charge and he can't get it done. So the other thing that happened, though, today, of course, the Supreme Court. Supreme Court came back and agreed, in part, that mandates on these vaccines can't happen. You cannot tell private employers, OSHA, you do not have the authority. Congress never delegated to OSHA the authority to tell a private sector business, you have to fire your people if they don't get vaccinated. You have to institute massive testing if they're not vaccinated. You have to do all these things in your workplace. OSHA never once had that congressionally delegated authority, and the Supreme Court said, you can't just make this up as you go along. No. How about freaking no? And so they handed it to him, and it was a great day. The medical community, I hate it. The case is not over. The case will proceed on its merits. But right now, the injunction is not going to be in place for medical personnel who take reimbursements from Medicaid or Medicare. That's a shame. But by and large, the Biden administration got their backside handed to them. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Coming up next, the Grand Council. You don't want to miss this. Me, Jeff Poor, and Dale Jackson pinging each other with questions on conservative policy. We'll be right back.